boy, do I have a feeling we're getting close.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up. Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, and today we're joined by a special guest, Matt Shore. And Matt, you're getting ready to fund the second issue of Moby Dick Back from the Deep. Now, I gotta, you've been on here before, and actually a couple times. And last time around, there's a comic book company that actually started their own Kickstarter to try to get your issue to published, but that didn't quite go well. But you've launched it on your own this time around, and we're 10 days away from it being finished, and you're already funded. So, first of all, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
So
call it a stubborn refusal not to die.
Right. There you go. And I'm so glad, too, because it's a very cool comic. It's a great artwork, great storyline. And if nothing else, intriguing. It's Moby Dick is a zombie whale. And I'll let you tell the story here in a minute. But it's just so cool. But I got to ask you first off, why do you think the comic company didn't quite make theirs?
I don't know. You know, there's any number of possibilities there, and I'm not going to say anything negative because we parted on good terms.
That's good.
When it didn't pan out, I reached out to them and just suggested, you know, look, this didn't work. Maybe we're not a good fit. Why don't we just part ways here? You know, nobody saves any money, so there's no reason for it to be an issue.
Right.
And I'll just go on and resume what I was doing before. And if in the future it looks like we can come back together again, that possibility will still be there. And they were open to that as well. So
that's good.
Yeah. We wished each other, as they say, we wished each other the best in our future endeavors. And I think they went on to launch another Kickstarter for another one of their projects that succeeded. And
there you
now
go.
Seemed to be so far so good anyway.
Yeah.
Still got 10 days to go.
Well, I tell you, I jumped in on theirs last time we talked. And again, it was your book. That's all I knew, and that's all I cared about. And they had a really nice package, very nice tiers of different levels you can help fund it. And I jumped in on about the middle of it, and I was all ready. And then it didn't get funded, and I was like, oh. And then I saw that you continued it as a webcomic, and I'm like, all right, at least I got that. And then I saw you launch this Kickstarter, and I've been wanting to get you on the podcast for a long time because it's like, finally, good, awesome. I want to see this keep going. And I think, like you said, but while we're talking before, it's like you want to get to the trade paperback status.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Wouldn't it, though? I would love it. I'd love to see it, too.
Yeah, so that'd be the dream.
All right, so again, Moby Dick, Back from the Deep. Give us a rundown of, I guess you can give away what's in issue number one since it's been out for a while. Tell us what the story's about and what's going on with it.
All right. It is quite simply, as we've said, Moby Dick in modern times as a giant zombie whale. So, like, what would that be like? And the whole idea stems from this really stupid YouTube mashup video I found. And I actually looked it up. It's still out there. I forget the name of it, but it's still out there. You can find it with footage of Patrick Stewart as Ahab finding a way to travel through time to go after the white whale. And in the video, he actually succeeds in killing the whale by dropping a nuclear bomb on it.
Okay.
Now, spoiler alert, I can promise that does not happen in my comic.
But <Aww. laughs>
the concept of that stuck with me was this idea of Ahab and his crew hunting down this whale just through all eternity. And for me, that was a powerful image that mm-hmm. I really liked, and I thought there was some real potential there. So that's what this whole thing stemmed from. And obviously, in the first issue, Ahab is not there, and that's because I made a conscious decision that I thought the best way to introduce him, Ahab, and the whale, would be through, since it was a modern story, would be through the eyes of a modern-day protagonist.
Right.
Hence why it's told through the eyes of a teenage girl named Catherine Barlow.
Right. And kind of like, and the nice thing about it, it's kind of like, if anybody is a big fan of Jaws, kind of like that idea of, well, should we keep the tourists coming or do we shut it down because the zombies killing everybody? But, which, you know, maybe a little bit different than Jaws, but, you know, that intrigued me. And I got to tell you, the way you introduced Ishmael is just awesome. It's just pure genius. I mean, apparently you are a fan of somewhat of the original Moby Dick because, I loved it, the fact that she, Catherine goes, who are you? And he goes, and then he replies, call me Ishmael. And I'm like, that's the first line. Holy cow. You're awesome.
I was proud of that.
I would be too. That was nice. And then from then on, I actually, as soon as I found out you were getting a Kickstarter, I stopped following the webcomic. So I can read it all at once in my hand, but I was following it in the webcomic version. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
So, well, the second issue I've been pretty eager to do, because this is where, like, the first issue does feel very much like Jaws, and this one is where we really take a major turn, where we reveal, you know, Ahab and the crew, mm-hmm. and where they've been and exactly what they are and what Moby Dick is and all of that. That's where we get into the stuff that I really like, where we get into, like, monsters and leviathans and mm-hmm. the supernatural and mythology awesome. And all that cool stuff.
Awesome. So, now, how far out do you plan to go? I mean, you know, in the original Moby Dick, I mean, there was a point where the book came to stop, although it was like a million pages long. It took a while. But how far are you planning on going with this?
Mine won't be quite that long. I have five issues planned.
Okay. Well, you know, you could only hope, I guess. But yeah, that's an undertaking. If anybody takes on Herman Melville's Moby Dick, Godspeed, my friends. It's a great read. Yeah. It's worth it. But holy cow.
Yeah, I can't do it. I've read the abridged versions and nice. Watched it on television.
I've seen television, and I actually sat down and read the book about 7 years ago. I was like, what's this all about?
And good for you.
About a year later, I finished it.
God bless you, sir.
So, and again, that's why I think that's what intrigued me about this, is because you're taking a classic, giving a little modern twist, and having some fun with it. Now in issue number two, what can we look forward to? I know that we're going to meet Ahab in this one.
Yeah, we'll meet Ahab. We'll meet the crew. We'll learn about Ishmael. This is, I guess, kind of an exposition heavy issue, but
okay.
I tried to keep, I remembered, there was something that James Cameron did in The Terminator. There was a scene where, you know, the hero has to give all the information about everything that's going on so that the audience isn't lost. And he said, to make it interesting, I decided to have a car chase going on while he's doing it. So that was my sort of idea. Like, okay, I can't do a car chase,
right,
but I can have some motion going on. So we start with this big city-wide meeting where everybody's mad about the whale and the damage it's going to cause and what's going to happen to the community. And Catherine ends up following Ishmael out of all the chaos that's going on over there. And he says, follow me. And it's just this mysterious wondering, where is he going? Where is he leading her? What secrets is he planning to reveal to her? And that's how I got started with the exposition. It's like, I don't want to just do this exposition dump, because a lot of comics do that.
Right.
And I hate it.
Right.
Where you have this one gigantic panel with, like, 300 words crammed into all these bubbles, and it's awful. And I didn't want to do that. So I thought, okay, if I can create this sort of suspenseful scenario, like, is he a serial killer? Is he a ghost? Is he something else? Should she be following him at all? And that was, yeah, that's what this issue centers all around, that and the introduction of these other supernatural characters.
Okay. I'm looking forward to, like you said, throwing in some other supernatural characters. I mean, you're just using Moby Dick to launch it all. It's just going to, it looks like it's going to be a joyride. I mean, I'm ready for some fun, and I'm ready for even the further issues to be released. Now, after this Kickstarter, that'll be number two, issue number two out. Let's see, number three, four, and five. I guess you said you're going to do five issues. Before, we were all excited that you got picked up by a comic book company. Apparently not so much, because it didn't turn out as great as it could have been, but it still always could happen, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometime down the road, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I'm definitely open to that possibility. DC, Marvel, if you're listening, feel free to give me a call.
Nice. Yes. Or even Image. I think, you know, McFarlane could take you on.
Yeah, sure. I'm okay with that. I may not have the name value that they want, but well, I won't say no.
But you definitely got the story. So, and yeah, well, I was just wondering because it's like, you know, after one issue, I guess you can't really be fed up with, oh, crap, I'm done with the corporate world. So I'm glad to see that you're not because, I mean, I'd love to see you get picked up. And then maybe even tell other tales. It's been done. You know, they've had, you know, Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, Sensibility and Sea Monsters. And, you know, they've had those kind of mashup things. And you're kind of doing that, but in comic book form. And I think
that's true to an extent, yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a niche for it. There's a market for it. I mean, especially for me. I'll buy it every single time.
Oh, good. I hope so.
Now, you've also got another project that you're doing, kind of going away from Moby Dick here. How I Saved the Universe, is that right?
Oh, That Time I Saved the Universe.
That's it. That Time I Saved the Universe. Now, what is the behind that?
That's actually a young reader's book that I penned, and I had been sitting on it for a long time and wanted to do something with it. And I decided while Moby Dick was sort of on a hiatus there, it's like, I want to keep doing something. So I started putting that out as an online novel. And I believe just put out if it's not the last chapter this week, it's close to it.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And that is really just a combination of my love for three big things, Star Trek, mm-hmm. Comic book superheroes, and just fantasy.
You got me. That's right there. That's perfect. You got those are the three things I need in life. So nice. I mean, I remember you mentioned it before when we've talked to you and just kind of in mentioning, and I haven't had a chance to look it up, but I wanted to get you a chance to talk about it. Is there any plans to get that released in a book form or is it so far just kind of a fun project for you?
Actually, yes. I have started putting together the files and things that I need. I've actually got a cover for it already designed.
Nice.
All I have to do is pull the trigger. I'm just holding off on it right now while I finish things up with this Kickstarter with Moby Dick. I don't want to spread myself too thin.
That's yeah.
Since at this point, especially now that I'm by myself, I am completely a one-man operation.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, there is so much time in your hands. I mean, you also have like a full-time job. You have kids, something like that, you know. Yeah, you get other things going on, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, but yes, I have definite plans of doing something with that, possibly next year.
Awesome. All right. Well, you're kind of becoming a regular here on the show, which I don't mind a bit as long as you keep putting out fun stuff. And so we'll probably have you on again for that, and definitely have you on for when you launch Kickstarters or however the other rest of the Moby Dick is released. And I might have to put you on the logo. I mean, you're going to become a regular on the Nerd Up podcast on a regular basis. I don't mind, but we'll put you on the logo.
Well, as long as your listeners are okay with me showing up here and there, that'll be fine.
I haven't had a complaint yet, so that's good. All right, cool. So once again, where can they find that that Time I Saved the Universe right now?
It is savedtheuniverse.blogspot.com.
Okay. And so that... And they can read up to, and you're, well, almost done with it. If you haven't released this week, the last chapter, it'll be next week, whatever. So they'll be able to read it before it gets published and see if they even want to purchase it and have it in their hot little hands. And I like the way that you do these. I mean, the Moby Dick, the first one on the web comic, that was just so cool. It was just like, oh, I got to see it before it became a comic. And then, it's not going to become a comic, so I'll read the web comic. And then when you announced the Kickstarter, I stopped reading it. It's like, I'm going to read it all at once. So, all right. So, again, how can they find you on Kickstarter for the Moby Dick comic?
The best way is to just search for it. Moby Dick Back from the Deep 2. That'd probably be the best way to find it. Otherwise, feel free to check out my Twitter account at TheMattShore. I am posting about that thing every day. So you'll find a link in my feed somewhere.
Nice. Okay. All right. And, all sorts of ways to get hold of you. Now, do you have another website or anything else that you're doing on the side that you can promote yourself? This is your chance to pimp yourself out, by the way.
All right. Well, let's do just that. Well, speaking of Moby Dick, I do also have a Facebook page. If anyone wants to find it there, facebook.com/backfromthedeep. That, of course, also has all the links to the Kickstarter if anybody wants to check that out. I believe that covers all of Moby Dick. Mm-hmm. my own social media. I, of course, also on Instagram. It's at The Shore. For some reason, the Matt Shore was taken there, so The Shore. And I also have my own website, www.mattshore.net, which has information about me, other projects, and these projects, and I don't know, anything and everything you could possibly want to know about me is probably on that site.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if there's anything you want to know that's not on that site, I probably don't need to tell you.
Yeah, okay, makes sense. Well, I'll definitely put some links on the podcast page to all your sites so that people can find out who the heck you are and why you're doing this. So,
well, thank you.
But the one thing I got to say is that you just keep this Moby Dick going. I mean, again, you got 5 issues planned. I'm hoping another idea hits you after that so that you can do something else, because so far the creativity, the enjoyment of the story, you've got me hooked. And when the second one didn't get funded from the previous Kickstarter, I was really let down. And then when you said, as well, I'll continue it as a webcomic, I'm like, okay, I feel better. And then you launched the Kickstarter, and I was happy again. So you ran me through the gamut of emotions just because of this silly book.
Well, I thank you, and I am sorry for that.
Well, it's like I said, as long as I get the book in my hand, we're good. But once again, this is Matt Shore. He's created a comic book of Moby Dick, but it's not Moby Dick. It's a zombie Moby Dick, but it's got supernatural. Oh, you just got to see this. It's Moby Dick, Back from the Deep. Look it up on Kickstarter. Is the webcomic still up?
Yes, absolutely. That will stay up until this is finished, just like I did with that time I saved the universe.
And what's the website for that again?
That would be backfromthedeep.com.
Backfromthedeep.com. Okay, yeah.
So that one's much easier.
Yeah. Well, you know. But yeah, backfromthedeep.com. Check it out. I mean, if you're like, well, I'm not sure. Once you take a look at just one of the pages, you're going to be sold. I mean, the artwork's really cool. It's all black and white. One of those classic black and white, almost horror, I don't know, the old eerie and creepy magazines. That's what it reminds me, but it's a little bit cleaner. But because they had the real thick pulp magazine paper, you know, so this is glossy. So, but yeah, it kind of reminds me of the artwork in those, and the storyline again just totally intrigued me, and I'm hooked now. So, and I totally encourage anybody, fund it on the Kickstarter. It is fully funded right now, correct?
Yes, it is, but I am just a little bit greedy. I'd love to get it out to a few more people.
Oh, heck yeah.
So I've got a few stretch goals that we've put up there. So if we can reach some of those, that'd be great.
Nice. Yeah, I always like stretch goals on Kickstarter. That's one thing I love is like when, like, okay, now it's time for stretch goals. And then, oh, what's going to be? What's it going to be? Oh, awesome. Look at this print work. That's, you know, whatever it's going to be. I love it. So I can't wait to see what you got. And yeah, let's get Matt funded for, let's get all the stretch goals he can come up with. And we only got like 10 more days at the time of recording this podcast. I'm going to try to get this up on the web tonight. So hopefully we can get, you still have 10 days to get this funded over way and above and beyond what needs to be done. Anything?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Anything else you want to cover, Matt?
Gosh, I can't think of anything. I think that covers everything.
That's pretty much everything you're doing in your life right now. All narrowed down to about a 20-minute podcast.
I don't know whether to be thrilled or sad about that.
Well, we didn't get into your personal life, so, you know, you got that, though.
There you go.
So, all right, so Matt Shore, enjoy the book. Check it out. And like I said, I'll be putting links even to the Kickstarter. You got a video on there for the Kickstarter, right? They usually do.
Okay. Sure do.
Okay, then I'm going to take put the video link in the podcast page too, because those are always interesting. But anyway, all right. Well, Matt, thanks a lot for joining me here, and I'm looking forward to every single time you do something in the future, you coming back, because you're right in my wheelhouse of what I like to read and what entertains me. So keep it up, and I'll keep you on putting you on the podcast as long as you want to put up with me.
Well, sure. Thanks for having me.
That's it for the Nerd Up podcast this time around. Yeah, a little nice, short, and sweet. And like we say at the end of every episode, stay nerdy.